just when you thought it was safe to go back into Rick's Cafe. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that will always have Paris. I'm Brady. It's Friday, November 26th. Today in 1942, the movie Casablanca was released. It's a landmark film among landmark films, which is probably why Hollywood tried a few times to make a sequel. As Screen Rant wrote, when Casablanca became an unexpected hit, the studio executives started talking about bringing back Humphrey Bogart and Claude Rains in another picture. This one would be called Brazzaville. The picture would have continued the beautiful friendship between Rick and Captain Renault, with Geraldine Fitzgerald playing a new love interest for Rick, who had said goodbye to Ilsa. But the storyline would have revealed that Rick and Renault had secretly been working for the Allies all along. It would have undermined the entire arc of the first movie. So, it didn't happen. Decades later, a screenwriter proposed a different kind of sequel, Return to Casablanca. It would have focused on a young man named Richard, raised by Ilsa and her husband Victor Laszlo, who was actually Rick's son. Along the way, Richard would head to Casablanca to find out what had happened to his birth dad. Neither of these have ever been produced, but there have been several Casablanca-themed radio adaptations and prequels. There was also a TV miniseries around Casablanca in the 50s and a prequel show in the 80s. That one didn't last too long. A movie like Casablanca casts a pretty long shadow. It might just be safer to try producing something else. You can learn more about the never-produced movie sequels to Casablanca at CoolWeirdAwesome.com and on Twitter at CoolWeirdPod. And coming up, we'll tell you about something else that's unmatchable, and this one's got disco. That's after this short break.
Would you like more Cool, Weird, Awesome? Like bonuses, extras, and insider info? Then join us as a backer on Patreon. We're offering backers extra episodes, sneak previews, and the chance to add their own messages to the show. To find out more, visit patreon.com/Brady Carlson. And thanks.
If you're still working your way through Thanksgiving leftovers, why not catch up on our leftover episodes from this past week? Our episodes are short and they won't leave you feeling overfull like certain holiday meals might. Today is, of course, a big holiday shopping day for lots of people, but we have some news about tomorrow. In the great city of Buffalo, New York, the Saturday after Thanksgiving is home to a one-of-a-kind event called the World's Largest Disco, in which participants raise money for charity by getting their groove on. I'm Brady. I hope your weekend is out of sight. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.